2017 Verizon Vikings training camp continues from Mankato. A friend of the program has stopped by to chat a little football with us. It's ESPN's Kevin Seifert, strolling the grounds here in Mankato for the final time, sir. For
the last time. Bring back a lot of memories, a lot of echoes. I see numbers on players, and I think of people who played here 15 years ago. So that shows how old I am and how long it's been since I've been coming down to Mankato.
We'll go to a different training camp location next year in Eagan, but for now it's the familiar sights and sounds like air horns going off during interviews of here. What are you noticing as you observe every day of practice here? We have padded practices now for a few days. Anything standing out to you?
It was interesting. I was asking Mike Zimmer what his philosophy was for these full pads practices. You'll see some coaches do a ton of live action where they're tackling people to the ground, and you see some coaches, and Mike happens to be one of them, who don't. You know, that they're it's called thud. They're thudding on each other. They're hitting each other hard, but they're not going to the ground. They're trying to limit the possibility of injury, and also understanding that learning how to tackle and practicing tackling especially is not necessarily as simple as it sounds. You don't have to tackle people in order to learn and be good at it, because they have been one of the best tackling teams in the league here for a few years, and they rarely do it in practice. So that's one thing that stood out to me for sure.
You know, so often we talk about, you mentioned the good tackling and the defense and Mike Zimmer, we talk a lot about how do we get better, turn a weakness into a strength, but let's talk about the defense being the backbone of this team. Are you comfortable with that if you're a fan of the Vikings in the NFC North, knowing the defense is the backbone when you're going against Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford every week?
It has to be, and I've felt this way for a few years. The way the Vikings need to win under Mike Zimmer and the way the roster is configured is to have a lights-out defense and an offense that's scoring enough points and possessing the ball long enough to not put the defense in really bad spots. I mean, there's no shame. There's nothing wrong with being a team that's led by your defense and where your strength is. And you look at some of these contract extensions that have come along the line the past year or so, and you see it's sort of confirmation that this team has a ton of really talented defensive players who are getting market value from this team to stay here. And so there's nothing wrong with that. You can't have an offense that's in the bottom, you know, three or four, which has happened a few times here. But if they can certainly mount a challenge in this division for sure with a team that's based on defense and scoring enough points.
Yeah, and if they can protect the ball and run it well. Also, you're doing a study at ESPN. We were talking earlier about running backs and where they're drafted and value. Take a look at the running back situation here, and it's a second-round pick. It's a third-round pick from a few seasons ago, and it's a free agent. So it's kind of something from everywhere sort of group at running back, which is different than what we've seen recently.
Yeah, and this is something I started looking at before the draft and did a story on. It's basically how crazy the money is for really any position at the very top of the draft, but especially for running backs who basically, because their careers are so short, they just don't get paid. And so if you're a team like the Vikings or the Jacksonville Jaguars, for example, who needed a running back, there's lots of different angles you could take. But the Jaguars at number four went with Leonard Fournette. They had to guarantee him $27 million just because of the rookie's pay structure. That makes him the most financially secure running back in the entire league. Nobody, including Le'Veon Bell, including Adrian Peterson, including anybody, has as much guaranteed money in their contract. The Vikings, for various reasons, ended up in the second round with Dalvin Cook, and I believe his guarantee was just under $4 million. So, is Leonard Fournette a better running back than Dalvin Cook? Maybe. I mean, you could make an argument, maybe, maybe not. But is the gap, $16 million? 100% not. And so that's something I'm looking at right now, is just how incredible it is when you make that decision to take a running back in the top, even in the top eight. I think that's where Christian McCaffrey was. His guarantee was $17 million. How much productivity is locked into the expectations there, and how good you have to be. You basically have to have an Ezekiel Elliott season to make it worth it, and that's tough. And so I think that's an interesting little financial side plot to all the different things that go on during an NFL season.
Final question for Kevin Seifert of ESPN. You've laid eyes on our players now, Dalvin Cook or Sam Bradford. I want you to talk about one of them and what you see and what you expect in 2017.
Well, to me, it'll start. I know Cook has gotten a lot of excitement and as a newcomer, but it'll start with Bradford and what he's able to do. What I think about him is that he has this one skill that every team looks for in a quarterback, and that's accuracy. And it's not something you can teach. It's something maybe you can polish a little bit. It's something that you that maybe you can call plays to emphasize where he's accurate, but It's the basic thing for a quarterback. You have to get the ball where it needs to be, or no matter how great your receivers are, how great your line is, how great your running backs are, it's not going to matter. And he has that. And so that, to me, is something that they can build on, whether it's the type of timing offense they want to run or the variety of passes they can throw. They have a guy with a specific elite skill that they can build around, and that's something that shouldn't be ignored.
Yeah. Where can people follow your work? Because you got a little bit of a evolving role right now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a little Vikings for old time's sake here for this week. Everything there will be on the Vikings page on ESPN.com. Working on some other stories that will be on the NFL page, but they could also follow me on Twitter at @SeafordESPN, and it'll all be there.
Right. And you can bounce between that and Vikings.com, of course, where you should stay tuned for more coverage of 2017 training camp.